The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I've been doing that for 13 years, man. You just noticed like a week ago. It's the Friday Eve edition. Although the weekend and my time away from you couldn't come any sooner.
Come on. You know you'll miss me when I'm gone, Grudy.
You know, we've got a good news lead. Steve Bannon going to prison, fella. I've been so out of patience with this contemptuous bastard who has been avoiding going to prison. Not only was he pardoned by the Cheeto Messiah, subsequently, he, completely flouted the Congress, the J6 hearings, wouldn't testify, was held in contempt of Congress, convicted, and he's been partying on some billionaire Chinese guy's yacht ever since, making podcasts, talking trash. I mean, this is a day long past due, Dom, for the sake of justice for Peter Navarro.
Right? Come on.
Because, of course, Peter Navarro, the other Trump aide sitting in prison for, contempt of Congress, which only leaves.
Who's that other guy?
Well, there's two other guys.
Jim Jordan.
And Mark Meadows. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Why hasn't
Meadows?
Well, he's been criminally indicted recently, but we haven't heard a lot about him on the federal side. But, you know, let's savor the bad news for Steve Bannon. Yes. Now he came out just blasting. You know, he's not taking this lying down.
Can't shut me up. Crudy, Washington Post reporting federal judge Thursday ordered another Trump political advisor and right-wing podcaster Stephen K. Bannon to report to prison by July 1 to begin serving a 4-month prison term or contempt of Congress after an appeals court in May upheld his conviction. Federal prosecutors had asked the judge to lift the hold on his sentence, arguing that no substantial legal questions remain over Bannon's 2-count conviction for refusing to provide documents or testimony to a House committee probing the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack. A panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the D.C. Court Circuit rejected Bannon's appeal on all grounds last month. Now, U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols agreed after a nearly hour-long hearing, quote, "I don't believe that the original basis for my stay of Mr. Bannon's sentence exists any longer. I no longer consider that his appeal raises substantial questions of law of a kind likely to reverse his conviction," Nichols said, citing the panel's ruling. A lawyer for Bannon, who's 70, disagreed, arguing to the judge that the same legal questions that prompted the judge to allow his client to remain free after sentencing will remain unsettled until the full D.C. Circuit or Supreme Court resolve them. Nichols, a Trump appointee, this is the judge, who sentenced Bannon in October 22, but agreed to postpone his prison stay pending appeal, acknowledged Bannon was likely to appeal his latest order, and gave him nearly 4 weeks to seek a stay from higher courts.
Bannon
did not react
visibly, kind of like Trump, very stoic in their reactions.
Is that it? This is about one thing: shutting down the MAGA movement, shutting down grassroots conservatives, shutting down President Trump. There's not a prison built or a jail built that will ever shut me up. We're going to win this. We're going to win at the Supreme Court. And more importantly, we're going to win on November 5th in an amazing landslide.
We've got Bannon sound. Although you might have just read it aloud, you might have stolen all his
all the meth glory. Head
thunder, but Rich, since you've done the hard work, why don't you give Dom a little taste of what a contemptuous meth head Trump buddy sounds like when he's been ordered to go to prison?
This is about one thing. This is about shutting down the MAGA movement, shutting down grassroots conservatives, shutting down President Trump. Not only are we winning, we are going to prevail, and every number and every poll shows that. There's nothing that can shut me up and nothing that will shut me up.
Similar to you in that regard, Dom.
It's not about any of those things. It's about a two-count conviction for refusing to provide documents or testimony to a House committee. Contempt of Congress. That's why, Bannon. It's all about, woe is me. No, man. It's same with Trump. This is lawfare. This is political interference. No. I mean, he did these things. Donald Trump did. And he's paying the price for it. Steve Bannon did these things. And he's now finally going to pay the price for it.
Dominic, another statement from him. There's not a prison built or a jail built that will ever shut me up. Now, are you going to be doing the podcast from the cell? Is that permitted? Can you bring the tech in? Because I didn't even think you were supposed to have a cell phone in prison.
Right.
I mean, I know some guys bring it in the prison personnel, but I didn't think that was permitted, Dom.
Not permitted.
So
what else here? The attorney, Bannon's attorney, also Daniel Schoen, said this: by the government's own account, these issues can only be fully reviewed on their merits by the Court of Appeals sitting en banc or by the United States Supreme Court. Therefore, there is no basis for considering the removal of the stay of the sentence pending appeal until the appeal process has fully run its course. Bannon would suffer irreparable harm if he were sent to prison now, because he would almost certainly complete his four-month sentence before his appeals are decided, his attorney wrote.
Dominic, just this week on his War Room podcast, Bannon called on ambitious backbencher state attorneys general and district attorneys to seize the day and prosecute Democrats. The New York Times reported Trump has raised the prospect of prosecuting political opponents such as 2016 rival Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of talk of lock her up. You know, Dom, as he tried to speak outside the courthouse, my understanding is a petulant protester gave him a little dose of his own medicine the whole time.
Yeah.
Dominic, Bannon had been allowed to remain free even after his contempt conviction and sentencing because Nichols said he raised a substantial question. Now, as he pointed out, those questions have been answered. So no more substantial questions to keep his ass out of jail. And this case in D.C. is not Bannon's only legal problem, Dom.
No, he's got more down the line.
A New York state judge last summer ordered him to pay nearly $500,000 in legal fees to lawyers representing him. He's not paying his own lawyers. The court has to order him to pay his own lawyers because he's not paying the legal fees for lawyers representing him in connection with a number of matters, including a criminal case alleging he defrauded donors contributing to the private effort to build that wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trump had pardoned Bannon in connection with those allegations, and after the pardon, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office charged Bannon in 2022 with violating New York state laws against money laundering, fraud, and conspiracy in relation to the same We Build the Wall campaign. So Trump pardoned him on the federal side, and the state courts have taken the baton and have picked it up, Tom. Now, Bannon has denied the charges. Well, no one ever said I did it. I'm guilty as hell. Bannon has denied the charges and is due to stand trial this year. The judge in that case is the one who presided over Trump's conviction in recent trials, which ended with the conviction on 34 state felony counts of falsifying business records in connection with the hush money payment made to an adult film star ahead of the 2016
election. Wait, Bannon's election. Judge is Juan Merchan?
They don't specifically say that. Want to make sure I got this right, Dom. After the pardon, he was charged by the Manhattan DA's office in 2022. We Build the Wall campaign. Bannon has denied the charges, as mentioned. And the judge in that case is the one who presided over Trump's conviction. Well, he's been convicted 34 times, but only one trial. That's Juan Merchan, Lucky you, Bannon.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Now, do you think he'll catch a gag order similar to Trump's? And will he violate the gag order? And will he be given the same deferential treatment that Trump was given? Because I think Trump got a lot of deferential treatment.
I mean, if you have a gag order, the precedent is now you can violate it up to 10 times.
And there was his involvement in the January 6th, which is why he would not give testimony in the January 6th hearings. And hence the contempt of Congress.
Okay. Yes, yes. But no. It's about shutting down the MAGA movement. Well, I guess it would be true. If the MAGA movement is all about criminality, overthrowing the government, and fraud, then sure. Then you got to expect the Justice Department's going to shut you down.
Let me ask you this, Tom. How do Republicans defend Steve Bannon? Like Jim Jordan, how would you do it, Jim? You're the head of the Judiciary Committee in the House. You know, you put Merrick Garland on the hot seat. Well, how would you defend your own Steve Bannon for his contemptuous behavior towards Congress? I mean, hell, you could barely defend your own.
Well, you can't. There is no defense for it.
And how would any of the others, when they expect Hunter Biden to come give testimony? Hell, they want to hold the president, Joe Biden, in contempt of Congress because, what, he hasn't released the audio tapes of sworn testimony that he has released the transcripts to them. But that's not good enough for them. So how do any of these Republican MAGAs, how would they defend Steve Bannon in this situation? How will they pretzel themselves, Tom? Have you seen any early defenses of Bannon? I mean, I know Bannon's out defending Bannon. You will not shut me up, but anybody else?
Yeah, no, not really. Not yet. But you're acting like it's difficult for them. It's not. They don't mind twisting themselves into pretzels. There's no shame. There's no remorse. You just say it. The words come out of your mouth. Steve Bannon is innocent. This is lawfare. Yada, yada, yada. I mean, it doesn't matter whether or not it's true. They just say it anyway.
Here's the interesting part. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, is on trial currently in Delaware, right? Gun charges, because he bought a gun while apparently addicted to crack cocaine. And although very few people have ever been convicted of this charge or even prosecuted of this charge, Hunter Biden is apparently on the hot seat for this charge, right? Could go to prison over it. His father, today, the president of the United States, vowed not to pardon Hunter Biden. Now, contrast that with Steve Bannon's experience with his former, buddy and boss. I mean, Hunter, you should be calling up Don.
Give the man a donation.
Might give you a pardon when you really need one. Come back.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Got some callers online. I'm going to get to you shortly. 844-967-2789.
Donald Trump currently participating in what's being described as a chase the vote town hall, Dom, with moderator Charlie Kirk. But where's the moderator? It's just Trump rambling. Now, Trump again confirms he will be at the debate.
I took they don't even want me to stand up. Nobody can be there. But I said, okay, fake tapper. Dana Bash, she's a real beauty in her own regard.
So he's crapping on them. But as of today, Dom, he's still claiming he'll be at the debate. Party, right. 100%. It's going on a debate watch party and a panel prior June 27th. That's a Thursday night, the first presidential debate, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime. And the Devil's Advocates with our friend Maggie Dawn doing a panel discussion and a party doesn't cost you anything. Although, bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door. Again, Barrymore Theater, June 27th. The promo should start running any day. I made
excellent.
Them.
They're 3 weeks from today.
And I believe we're going to partner up with our friends at the Progressive Magazine, Norm and the crew. So want to acknowledge or fail to acknowledge them as well. I don't quite understand how this is a town hall, Dom. Trump's rambling at the podium.
Is he taking questions?
No, he's just rambling at a podium. It looks nothing like a town hall. There's no moderator in the view.
He's not walking in and out of the crowd, handing mics to people.
There's no questions going on. It's just him complaining about fake tap, fake tapper. But he accepted the debate and apparently he accepted the invitation to do a rambling pre-town hall
statement.
I mean, who does a 4 p.m. town hall? 4 p.m. It's like 4. He started at 4 p.m. and he's in Phoenix, Arizona.
2 p.m. or 2:30 in Arizona, right? Yeah, yeah, right.
I mean, I would go up there and look at the crowd. Yes! 844-967-2789. See, we just recommend you stream us and then the boss will never know you're listening. Joe from Madison, you're first today. Welcome to the party. What do you got for us?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. I wanted to go on a rampage here, but I'll start with Charlie Kirk right away. Charlie Kirk is the guy, this right-wing idiot, was the guy that described the gymnast Simone Biles as a selfish sociopath and a shame to the country when she dropped out of the Olympics because she had a condition that gymnasts sometimes get. It's called the twisties, where they can't quite place anymore where their body is in air. And you can imagine the problems with this. Number one, you can't do a good routine if you can't do that. And if you land the wrong way, you can have spinal cord injuries, as other gymnasts have had. So she made the choice 2 years ago to bail out of the Olympics, something she'd been training for years, in order to get herself back together. And we will recall this last weekend that she placed, it was her ninth gold medal in overall performance in the gymnastic world, a feat nobody else has yet completed, while Charlie Kirk sits there blabbering his mouth. And I think this is, it's so emblematic, you guys. It's full of opinions that are wrong, and facts have left the building. You said in the last hour, Kuti, you were saying, you know, are we slow walking into fascism? And that is your fear. I would say we're not slow walking. I would say we're dog trotting right into it and increasing the speed. And what makes me say that is it isn't just Trump. It is this whole edifice around him, signified by this Project 2025, the 900-page document that offers its plan for their takeover of the United States. First of all, take all the civil servants, get them out of there, and replace them with your loyalists. What does that sound like? That sounds like fascism, but I would say it's fascism with, you know, it's a guy who's fascistic, but he's wearing a mafia overcoat because that's what Trump has been trained in all these years. And he's got a little T-shirt on that says, kill the libs and we hate facts, because they hate facts. And I would throw into the mix something that has gotten me all a tither this week, which is that one of the elements, just one of the elements in this stupid Project 2025 document is that they're going to look at NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Organization, and what they're going to do is dismantle it because they feel that it's too science-based and needs to have a shift to business interests. What? What? And notice that under that organization,
America needs welders.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that's under that organization top part is the National Weather Service, which they hope to privatize. Oh, great. You know, how is that going to work for us when they privatize the National Weather Service?
Well, it's going to work to that information. You know, when you see the way the hurricanes are coming in, there's going to be a Sharpie telling you where it's going to go, because that's what Donald Trump does.
Unless I nuke the hurricane. Yeah, you just nuke them so it won't be a problem. And I would say to you guys that, you know, a country that is short on facts, man, they aren't going to last long. You know, just think of the places where this is going to be catastrophic to us. I mean, insurance companies will say, you know, we don't take a position on climate change. We know it's real. We have to deal in facts. Utility companies have to deal in facts. Farmers have to deal in facts. The military has to. Where are they going to put their ports? And do they need to be retrofitted because the oceans are rising? And then we have Trump, who, as of this last week, said about climate change, well, you know, it's not going to be a problem because as the oceans rise, you'll have more beachfront property. How will that work? How does that even work?
Just different beachfront. Because the old beachfront's going to be underwater. Joe, you know who pays a lot of attention to facts? The insurance industry. And you know what? It's getting harder and harder to insure your home. And even thunderstorms. We're having billion-dollar thunderstorms. 28 of them in the last calendar year. I mean, Joe, it's getting crazy out there in the weather. And unless you can afford a good weather service, you're back to the poor Richard's Almanac trying to predict the weather.
How about a finger in the air, Crudy?
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Joe.
Joe got surprised by the weather at least twice yesterday. I think I told you, Dom, a little squall blew through about 4:45 while we were on the air yesterday. My kayak blew off the pier. I made my kid go out there in a thunderstorm and chase it. And then later it was beautiful. So we're like, hey, let's put the motorboat in. Yeah, I got the 20-year-old. No one else. Nothing to do but get in the boat. By last night, another squall had blown through. None of that was on the weather report as predicted weather coming.
See, don't worry. Donald Trump's going to make the weather report great again. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
I wanted someone to nuke that storm last night. If only Trump would nuke that storm. So go around my house. More Devil's Advocates. More of you on the phones. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. You may ask yourself, Dom, do we read the text messages? Crudy does. One of us does our job, our part around here. Drew from Watertown, text status. Lots of Trump Republican signs on the road to Columbus, but on the way back, I saw one that said, Trump for Leavenworth. Ooh, I like that one. Nice. Dana asked on the text line, why does treason get 4 months, but a guy who embezzled from a baseball player is facing 30 years? I don't know. I mean,
it's not treason yet. That charge is the contempt of Congress.
Kurt from Madison says, I say put Bannon and Trump in the same cell. How long would it take before Bannon was beating Trump into an orange pulpy mess? You know, I think that'd be a pretty good fight. 77-year-old Cheeto Messiah Trump and
versus 7-year-old Bannon. I mean,
former
they both
Bethhead Bannon. I mean,
they look pretty soft, man. I got to tell you, I don't think that'd be a good fight. It'd be an ugly fight. But I think Bannon would take him. I mean, he's got that, you know, crazed meth rage in him.
Yeah, but Trump
versus what? Ritalin? I don't know. We should drug test him, right?
Here's a WMDX texter. My biggest concern is the GOP after Trump. The return of Paul Ryan. He and other traditional conservatives will actually look reasonable after all this MAGA crap. That's the least of my concerns, I got to tell you, texter. I'll deal with the Paul Ryans, the pencil neck geeks of the world, and their tax cut policies any day.
Well, Donald Trump right now is what, talking with out in Arizona doing a town hall.
Chase the vote.
Is that what it chased the dragon? Charlie Kirk's organization, Turning Point Action. Now, Joe had made some comments about this guy, Charlie Kirk, and I wanted to throw this out there again. This is the guy who I believe he also said that birth control makes women crazy. And he said this, I'm sorry, if I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. That's the guy who's sharing a stage with Donald Trump today.
Sharing the stage? He's moderating Trump's whatever you call this, because it's not a town hall. It's Trump just basking in the support of a bunch of unemployed Arizonans at 2 p.m. local time. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, thanks for letting me follow Joe. It's like Jethro following Einstein. But anyway, I would call that Trump unhinged, you know, like what's going on out there. But you slighted somebody. You forgot Rudy in that list of people earlier this afternoon.
Is Rudy on contempt charges?
Just on the fact that he still hasn't been indicted on anything.
Oh, Rudy's been indicted plenty. Rudy was indicted in Georgia.
Convicted, I should say. But here's the thing. I feel a little enlightened on this. Bannon, who you just talked about, you know what he said about the, I think 2022 midterms? We're going to give the Democrats a mega suppository. How'd that work out? And, you know, here's a...
He's going to lose his mattress right away, Dick. That's my prediction.
Right. The party that lost the midterms in 18, lost the presidential election in 2020, midterms in 22 didn't go quite like they planned. And every single one of these states that had votes on the Roe v. Wade, you know, even red states like Kansas, over, I can't imagine, guys, these people just rolling over and saying, well, I'm not going to come out to vote this fall.
No, I have every confidence that people that, you know, want autonomy over their own bodies, let's call them women, Dick, they're certainly going to vote on that issue. You know, the question is, will the other voters be properly motivated? Because the MAGA base, apparently they're super motivated. They can't believe their guy has been convicted 34 times. And by the way, thanks for your call, Dick. But an issue is not the same as a candidate. There are plenty of candidates, and I would point at Tammy Baldwin, outpolling President Joe Biden currently. It's not just purely we're on the right side of history, because that's not enough anymore.
But do you think that someone who would, you know, support and vote for Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin, they're not going to vote for President Joe Biden? I don't think that's going to be the case.
Dom, 100,000 people voted for Scott Walker, not Tony Evers, the last time, and then turned around and voted for Tammy Baldwin. So you explain it to me. Yeah, I think there could be some ticket splitters. People that on the ground in the state of Wisconsin would give the benefit of Tammy Baldwin delivering, bringing home the bacon for many parts of the state, caring about the constituents that she serves, and still not wanting to go and pull the ballot, the lever for Joe Biden. I could see. Now, that would seem a strange vote.
Yeah.
Tammy Baldwin and Donald Trump.
Indeed.
But you know what seemed really freaking strange to me till 100,000 Wisconsinites pulled the lever? Tammy Baldwin and Scott Walker on the same ballot. And that's what they did in 18.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And I think Steve Bannon is going to be weeping like a little bee when he goes to prison. That
we all would be. Mark, let's not kid ourselves. We all would be, man. Nobody's tough enough to make it in prison. We're soft. And we've been living out here in free society, man. Steve Bannon, that guy's not gonna. He's not gonna do well in the yard.
He's not gonna age well in those 4 months.
And probably not, and hopefully, you know, no real violence will happen to the man. That though I wouldn't shed a tear over it, that they're all just a bunch of, you know, these guys are a bunch of Joffrey Baratheons, if you know the reference from Game of Thrones.
He was the evil king, right? The young, despicable evil king that got poisoned.
Yep.
He got poisoned in the end, and you know, he just, it is, because it's a word you can't use on FCC compliant, but I mean, it's a word you probably shouldn't use anyway, but these guys are just, you know, they're just cowards. I mean, and Charlie Kirk, there's another guy as intellectually capable as Scott Walker, he was a community college dropout. He didn't go to a, you know, full college. He went to a community college and couldn't hack that. I mean, so all these guys, they got the cleverness or slyness, but not the intelligence, so they can, you know, bamboozle people and people pay attention to them. And I don't get it,
Mark. Neither do I.
I know how does a guy like Charlie Kirk get that audience? How's a guy getting like that? Getting
millions,
paid?
Millions.
Why?
Gets to host presidential town halls and the greatest radio show ever. You know, we're somehow looking up at Charlie Kirk and his audience.
My goodness.
Telling the truth, there's no audience in that, Dom.
There's no money in that, huh? Oh, man. What are we doing? That's all right.
Too much truthiness around here, Dom. A little bit more from your boy Bannon, former meth head. Bannon made remarks following the U.S. District Court Judge Carl Nichols' decision to have him report to prison on July 1st. I'll be reporting to vacation around the 1st of July. Hope you enjoy yours, Bannon. The Republican strategist was convicted of two counts for refusing to comply with the subpoena from the January 6th committee again, a quote from Bannon. This is what I want to get to, Dom. I want to say something specifically about the Justice Department. They're not going to shut up Trump. They're not going to shut up Peter Navarro. They're not going to shut up Bannon. And they're certainly not going to shut up MAGA. They will not back down. There's nothing that can shut me up and nothing that will shut me up. There's not a prison built or a jail built that will ever shut me up. Bannon declared,
oh, man.
All victory to MAGA.
That sounds really, really weird. Who says something like that?
All victory to the devil's advocates. 844-967-2789. Mike from Menominee Falls. Welcome, Michael. What do you got for us?
Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my phone call, as always. I have a quick question for you, and I'm going to love, I want to get your response. If you want, I'll stay on. If not, I'll hang up and listen to your response. Wonderful Congressman Chip Roy from the great state of Texas posed this question in Congress the other day, and he never got an answer. So I want to pose this question to you guys, and I want to get your answer from it. So in 2022, we took in almost $6 trillion worth of, we took in $4 trillion worth of revenue, and we spent almost twice as much. If the federal government is not going to adhere to a budget, why do we not just not tax anybody anything and just continue to print money? Because that's what we've been doing, right? We've just been printing money and giving it to Ukraine and printing money and giving it and paying off student loan debt.
And giving it to rich people as well, Mike. Because you talk about the reduced revenue, the $4 trillion relative to something approaching $8 trillion budgeted. Well, we also had the tax, the Trump tax cuts that cut a significant number, nearly a trillion out of that.
Yeah, I knew you were going to eventually go there. Joe Biden is the president, so let's take a little bit of ownership.
Okay, but when they sunset, Mike, are you going to be okay with the sunsetting of the Trump tax cuts? Because some of the Chip Roy sort of Republicans are losing their mind about that concept as well, that, you know, corporations or rich people would have to pay their fair share. Mike, here's the deal. We got a massive deficit and a massive debt. And the only way we're going to solve this problem, if the massively enriched baby boomers are taxed on their death, there has to be an estate tax that is substantial. About 30% would solve the problem, would wipe out the entirety of the U.S. federal debt. But the boomers who hold something between like $70 and $94 trillion in wealth, Mike, they're going to have to pay some taxation. They cannot give it to their kids or their grandkids without taxation, or we've got a bigger problem. So I think it is a solvable problem, Mike, because there's enough money sitting in the economy, sitting in rich people's stock accounts. And when they expire, as the actuarial tables say they eventually will, as we all do, the U.S. government's going to have to take a piece. And that will solve your national debt, sir.
Okay. And I'm going to respectfully disagree with how we go about doing that. Why can't we just balance a budget? Why can't we just spend less money in the federal government?
Well, we're like 250 years late to the balancing the budget conversation. I mean, hell, they've been running at a deficit since the Revolutionary War, Mike. You know what I mean? It's the American way. Come on,
Mike, let me jump in here. And I hear what you're saying, man. It is, you know, that kind, the levels we're talking about, it's certainly not sustainable. And it was, but if we look at it, it's not just the spending side. And Crudy throws out an option for the revenue side. And you may not like it, but that's an option. Higher taxes on the wealthy. You might not like that, but that's an option. I mean, if we look at what the Republican tax cuts have done over the last 30, 40 years, and certainly some Democrats voted for that as well. I mean, we own this as a society, Mike. This is all our problem, right? So how do we get out of that? Well, a lot of this, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars are because specifically of those very specific tax cuts from Bush, from Trump and Reagan. So, I mean, if you're going to go up there, is it any more or less irresponsible to attack one side and of the balance sheet and not the other, one side of the budget or the other? Okay, Republicans get there and say, okay, we're gonna cut the revenues and that's gonna increase the deficit. And the Democrats go, okay, we're gonna increase spending and then it increases the deficit. You see what I'm saying? So if you're gonna talk about being responsible, perhaps there's a lot to go around on that. But you're right, Mike. Right now is where we are at, and what do we do now? Well, we gotta raise taxes on the wealthy, man, for sure. You agree with that?
And corporations,
Mike.
I'm
not going to disagree with you on that whatsoever.
How about corporations?
And that's not a very Republican talking point.
Mike, do you know
that we need to raise taxes there?
Do you know corporations used to pay about 30% of our federal income taxes? And after the Trump tax cuts, they're down to about 3.5 to 4%. That's unsustainable, man. Highly profitable, gouging corporations have to pay taxation. That's just fairness. I mean, we, the workers, cannot do all the heavy lifting for our society and our economy, Mike. I don't think we are disagreeing on most of these topics. You're just looking to lay blame at Biden, and I'm looking to lay blame with Dominic. 844-967-2789. More of your phone calls. It is a happy hour. It's getting happier up in here when you call us. 844-967-2789.
And taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Love it when you join the political party on the line. Talk or text is 844-967-2789.
Dominic, it's not just a town hall. You know, Trump did a recent interview with Dr. Phil. As the MAGA have described it, this is BS. MAGA melts down about Trump interview being on Dr. Phil's bootleg app. Well, you know, everybody's got an app these days, Dom. Former President Donald Trump is set to release a new interview scheduled to air today with longtime TV psychologist Dr. Phil McGraw. But Dom, there's a catch. Specifically, the interview will be streaming exclusively on Dr. Phil's own app, Merit Plus, rather than on YouTube, X, or any of the primary right-wing platforms like the Rumble. The arrangement triggered grumbling from Trump supporters, many of whom aren't sure whether they trust Dr. Phil and want to know why they have to download his app rather than stream it on a more open platform. Well, that's the whole point. They want you to download the app. That's why they're doing summer scony games and all that stuff. That's the whole point, isn't it, Tom?
Get the app.
Yeah, show it here on Twitter, too, said an account that appears to promote both Trump and cryptocurrency. Another such account wrote, it should be on Twitter, Dr. Phil. You would be the best reach on this platform. Anyways, so my understanding is Dr. Phil was sort of harsh to Trump during the course of the interview, Dom. Had you seen any of that reporting?
I have not. Oh, no. Dr. Phil? What, Dr. Fraser wasn't available? I mean, what's
listening. Going on here? Dr. Phil hammers Trump, according to the Raw story, my favorite liberal aggregator. Dr. Phil hammers Trump on his addiction to revenge. Well, that's what the man lives for. Some of us do, Dom. Dr. Phil McGraw, the former psychologist and Donald Trump fan, had a conversation with the ex-president, I prefer the 34-time convicted felon, which will air today on the MRIT Plus app, apparently, Dom. Among the things discussed in clips that are being leaked to the public is McGraw accusing Trump of being addicted to revenge. Dom's addicted to love. Trump
might
promised
as well face
McGraw it.
It
would be the highest rated show he's ever had. McGraw is relegated to his own streaming service where he has become much more political, hosting shows about economics under Joe Biden or Hamas and using psychology to justify opinion. Now, Trump's brother was an alcoholic, and despite ongoing attacks against Hunter Biden, Trump explained to Sean Hannity his brother's behavior was excused because it was an addiction. In the clip, McGraw teased Trump's response to the comment wasn't shown. James Kimmel Jr., a lecturer of psychiatry at Yale University of Medicine. I'm sure he doesn't like the fact there is a Jimmy Kimmel out there. highlighted Trump's addiction to grievances not long after the ex-president lost the 2020 before January 6th. Writing for Politico, he explained, Dom. See, that way I don't have to say the whole explained. Recently, I've been researching the way grievances affect the brain, and it turns out that your brain on grievance looks a lot like your brain on drugs. Can it be both, Dom? In fact, brain imaging studies show that harboring a grievance, a perceived wrong or injustice, real or imagined, activates the same neural reward circuitry as narcotics. It's a psychological interview that you're doing. You're sort of being my psychiatrist, Trump tells Dr. Phil. The camera, I've lost it. Can't be that important, but what's the camera show?
Camera shows the former psychologist with a slight smile on his face. Recovery integrity and addiction expert, Yeshaya Blankley.
I was just saving that name for you, Dom.
In 2023, he has likely been prescribed methylphenidate for decades. Lack of sleep, side effects. He's been taking benzos like Xanax to sleep, effectively putting him on a pharmaceutical cocktail long-term, locking in aspects of his personality as an addict would. However, she admitted that he admitted no facts to back up his experience other than no facts to back it up other than his own experience and assumptions. Quote, I've watched your show over the years, Trump said at another point in the interview during the teaser. People break down crying, oh, in the show. I said, that's never going to happen to me. There is an addiction to revenge, the clip continues. Nobody would fault you if you said, it ends here, it ends with me. McGraw goes on to ask Trump what he thinks about when the crowds aren't cheering or what his hardest, darkest moment is. Pardon me.
When Ivanka turns him down again.
Again and again and again. Yeah, okay, so what? Dr. Phil's got an app. Great. This could be the most watched show ever. Yeah, of course, probably, because who even knew the guy had an app? Did you know Dr. Phil had an app, Curdy?
I didn't know Dr. Phil was still alive, Dom. I blame Oprah. Oprah is responsible for both Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz. Place the blame where it belongs. Yeah. She introduced both those pseudo-doctors to the American people. They were made popular by Oprah. And now one is a failed Pennsylvania senatorial candidate from New Jersey. And the other one's interviewing the former president, telling him he's hooked on revenge. Or is that revenge porn? Not quite clear.
Hard to say. Maybe they cut that part out. You know, it's going to be extremely edited.
Come back with us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Always live. Never scripted. Never edited. Hell, we don't need to be. We're the greatest radio show ever. You know you're listening right now.
Freak out.